As a healthcare practitioner, it is very likely that you will encounter a number of patients presenting to you each day with a primary complaint of shoulder pain. This is because shoulder pain is the third most common cause of musculoskeletal disorder after lower back and neck pain. Determining how best to evaluate patients with shoulder pain and reach an accurate diagnosis can be difficult. Pain felt in the shoulder region could be originating from the structures integral to the shoulder joint, or it could be referred from other musculoskeletal sources, such as the cervical spine or the elbow. Shoulder pain could also be referred from the lungs, heart, diaphragm, gallbladder or spleen. In recent years, there have been many advances in understanding the abnormalities underpinning shoulder pain. However, the shoulder remains one of the most challenging regions for all practitioners.